paragraph Yud Aleph. Ki matzo harishoino hi hakoyen. The first matzah, the upper matzah, is koyen. Shehi bechinas keil ki adua. And we know that koyen represents keil. We mentioned the pasuk earlier, chesed keil kol hayoim. Keil is chesed, and chesed is koyen. Shehu bechinas tefila, kemavur heitev de Rabbeinazal. And keil is the name of Hashem that represents tefila, as Rabbeinazal explains over there. Ki keil al shem hakoyach. Because the term keil also represents koyach, power. Mi chomoicho bo'elim Hashem. Who is like you in great power, Hashem? So keil represents koyach. Valideh ha'tfilo anu loikchem la'tzmeinu ha'koyach. And Rabbi Nizal explains over there that it's through tefila that a Jew gets all that power that he needs. V'zeh b'chinas matzo harishoino shehi ha'koyein sholof mevorchon ha'moitzi. This is the concept of that first matzah, the upper matzah, which is koyein, upon which we make the hamoitzi. Ve'ikar hu birchas hamoitzi lechem en oretz shehi rishoina v'koydemis l'chol ha'brochas. And we know that the most important bracha is hamoitzi, which is priority, takes priority over all other brachas. Ki ha'brocha hi b'chinas tefila, because a bracha is a form of a tefila. Ki ikar ha'tfilo hi brochois v'hoidois. Because the essence of tefillah is blessings and praises to Hashem. Ki al yidei ha'brocha anu loichen latzmeinu ha'koyach mimeni yisbor kavyochol. Because it's through a brocha that we draw koyach from Hashem onto ourselves. K'mo shedor shu azal, like the Gemara says in brochas, al posuk l'Hashem ho'oretz umloya. There's one posuk that says that everything belongs to Hashem. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk that says, V'ha'oretz nosan levnei adam, that Hashem has given the yoretz, the world, to man. And the Gemara says, kan koidem brocha, kan lachar brocha. Before a brocha, everything belongs to Hashem. After you make a brocha, everything belongs to you. You have the ability to draw everything to you. Nimtzo shal yidei brocha, kol ha'olam umloya shelanu. So therefore, by making brochas, the whole world and everything in it becomes ours. Nimtzo shanu loikchem koyach ma'asov mi'Hashem yizborach eleinu ayde bracha. So we're taking the produce of Hashem's hands, you know, the power of Hashem, which is his food, you know, all of his creations, and making it ours through the bracha. Ve'ikar roish l'chol ha'brochois hi birkas ha'moitzi, sheyesh lo kedima l'chol ha'brochois. And the most important bracha of all in many ways is the bracha of ha'moitzi, which comes first before everything else. Nimtzo shematzo rishoina shemavorchon ala ha'moitzi merameses al b'chinas keil, b'chinas tefila kanal. So therefore, that first matzah, that upper matzah which we make the moitzi on, is merames to koyhein, which is keil, which is tefila. Gam berchas ha'moitzi merameses al b'chinas halochois kanal. Shal yodo meir ho'emes kanal. Shaydezeh nigalom yimitzrayim. Rav Nosazal says now also that the bracha of Hamoitzi is a remez to the halachas we learned about before, the halacha brura, through which the emes shines in all its three channels, through which Klal Yisrael were taken out of Egypt. Ki ikar birchas Hamoitzi lechem en ored zebechinas shenizbarer v'nizdakech halechem. Because when we make the bracha Hamoitzi lechem en ored, we're referring to the fact that this bread has become refined. You know, we started with a kernel, you know, we started with a stalk, and we separated the chaff, and we got out the kernel, and we grinded it, and we separated out the bran, and then we ground it further, and we made flour from it, and mixed it with water, and baked it, you know, all of these processes. Shezeh bechinas ha-halochos. This is the concept, this is related to the halochos. Ki birur ha-halochos hu birur ha-lechem en apsoilis b'chinas moitz v'tevin, shem b'chinas achas kanal. Because as we quoted earlier from the Tikkuni Zohar, the birur ha-halocha is synonymous with the birur of food from its chaff, from its waste matter. V'alkein yesh asoro mitzvois b'tvua v'asoro tevois b'habrocha v'asoro min yavoidois koid mishin izbar alechem. Rav Nosnal says now you can understand why there are 10 mitzvahs that we do with grains. There are 10 words in the bracha hamoitzi lechem en oretz, and there are 10 types of work that we do before we make bread. Charisho, Zrio, Shvar Dvorim, Shel Os Eser Eser Shesh Balechem, plowing and planting, you know, etc., etc. And Rav Nosanal says this is tied into, again, all the different things that come in tens, which are associated with bread, as is brought in the Tur Orach Chaim, in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Betzia Sapas. Ki Alechem Tzorich Lehizbarer Ba'asora Bechinas Beirurim Keneged Asora Minei Damim Hanal Shenisar Vayidei Chet Adam Rishon. Because bread has to go through 10 different refinements, corresponding to the 10 types of blood which got mixed up together as a result of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas. She'ikar ha'tikun al yedei biror ha'halochis. And as we learned earlier, the main tikun for the Begam Eitz Hadas Toivora is the biror ha'halochis. She'zeo bi'atzmoi b'chinas biror ha'lechem v'achito mimoitz v'tevin, which parallels the biror of sorting out the bread from all the chaff, you know, from all the waste matter, all the different birurim that we do to make bread. Ki machmas she'ikar ha'chet hoyo al yedei ha'achila, al yedei achilas Eitz Hadas, Alkein ikar habirur al yedei achila. Because of the fact that the main sin, that first sin, was through achila, the achila of Eitz Hadas, the tikkun for it also has to come through achila, through this birur of all foods, especially lechem, especially bread. The ikar gmar habirur hi al yedei habrocha. And the main completion of this birur, of this sorting out good from bad, takes place when we make the bracha. Dahainu birchas hamoitzi shekoidemes l'chol habrochas, especially when we make hamoitzi, which comes before all other brachas. Ki halechem hi ikar hu achila, because we know that lechem is the main staple in food. V'alkein samchu razal birchas hamoitzi al posuk hamoitzi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. Now look at this. The Gemara asks in Brochus, you know, like, on what basis do we make the Brocha HaMoitzi Lechem in Oretz? The Gemara says it's very similar to the Pasuk that says HaMoitzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, the Hashem who took you out of Egypt. Rav Nosson says, Umarom, or another rabbi says, Umar Mapik Lemi Pasuk, Kel Moitzio Mimitzrayim. And another rabbi brings it from a different Pasuk, the Hashem who took the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Rav Nosanal says, "Kamoitzi lechem dahainu birur hu achilo, zehu biatzmoi bechinas yitzias Mitzrayim." Because when we make a bracha on food, when we are processing food, and we're sorting out the good from the bad in how we prepare food, the whole process we mentioned when a person takes a stalk of grain and separates the chaff from the kernel, and then crushes up the kernel, and then separates the bran from the wheat, you know, from the better part, and then takes that and crushes it up into flour, etc., etc. That birur of achila, ze biatzmoi bechinas yitzias Mitzrayim, that's directly related to yitzias Mitzrayim. The main geula of coming out of Mitzrayim was through the birur and tikkun of the Chet Adam Rishon al yedei bechinas halochos, which we said came about by Hashem shining a very bright light on us at Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was the light of the final halocha, the light of Moichen de Gadlus. Shehem bechinas achilas matzah, which we said before was tied into the eating of matzah. Bechinas meichel mevoirar, which is a food that's already been fully processed. Ki biror ha'achilo ubiror ha'halochos hem bechinachas. Because this concept of processing food and refining it more and more and more until you get to the final product is exactly the same as the birur ha'halocha, as taking raw Torah and processing it. You know, Chumash, Mishnayis, Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim, going through, crunching all of that, and separating good from bad, right from wrong, until you get to the final halacha, the final result. Okay, this is how Rav Nosson Zal explained the first one of the three matzahs. Now he goes on to the second matzah. Umatzah shnio shehi halevi, hi b'chinas elikim, sitra de levi, kiyadua. The second matzah, which corresponds to levi, corresponds to Hashem's name elikim, which is midas hadin. Kohen is chesed, levi is gevura, midas hadin. By the Kohanim, it says, Koy sevorach hu es b'nei Yisrael. They are the symbol of blessing, chesed. By the Levim, it says, V'kidashto es ha-Levim. You will sanctify the Levim. The Levi represents Midas Hadin. Bechinas Torah shenitna al yidei Moshe shumi Shevet Levi. This is the concept of the Torah which was given to us through Moshe Rabbeinu, who comes from Shevet Levi. K'moshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says, U'moshe ish ho Elokim bonov yikoru al Shevet Levi. Exactly. The Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim refers to him as Moshe ish ho Elokim. Again, because he comes from Shevet Levi. His children are associated with Shevet Levi. U'matzo zu hi ikar ha-matzo. And this second matzah, the middle matzah, the three, this one's the main one. Ki oleho mevorchen al achilas matzah, because number one, when we make the brocha, asher k'shom says his honor, al achilas matzah, we're making it on that one also. Remember, we make it on the top two matzahs. When we make the brocha, ha-moitzi lech men oretz, and asher k'shom says achilas matzah, we make it on the top two matzahs. Ki ikar hamatzo hi bechinas halochos, shi bechinas Torah. Because as we learned earlier, the essence of matzah represents halochos, final product. Not like chometz, which represents chimutz hamoyach, when the mind is fermenting, when a person is thinking something over, he's chewing it up, he's trying to digest, he's trying to understand it. That struggle of trying to get to the final halacha. Valkein shoyver noisa, and this is why we take that middle matzah and we break it. Vehinikreis lechem oini, and one of the names we give to that matzah in the Torah, it's called lechem oini. Shemazkires ha'oini shenisano mimitzrayim, because we remind ourselves this with the suffering that we went through in Egypt. Ki matzah zu sheibchinas Torah v'halochos mazkires ha'oini sholem mimitzrayim sheyemorem eschayim bekushios. Because this matzah, which represents Torah and halacha, reminds us of the struggle that we went through in Egypt, where they embittered our lives with questions and doubts about Hashem. And we weren't on a level to be able to make the birur ha-halacha on our own at that point, because the Torah hadn't even been given us officially. This is why we break that middle matzah. That represents the answer to the questions. Because the word tirutz in Hebrew means to break. There's a famous statement in the Gemara. Hu moisivla v'hu mefarikla. He asked the question and he gave the answer. But the word lefarek means to take apart, to break something apart. When you have a question, it means everything's mixed up together. It's mixed up, it's confusing. The answer to a question is havdalah, separating out the good from the bad. Now it's all clear, it becomes clear. When right and wrong, good and bad are mixed up together, no clarity. When we separate them, that's when everything becomes resolved. Because we have to break and dismantle the halacha in order to clarify it. We have to take, I'm going to take apart this sugya. That's the expression that people use who are learning Gemara. Let's take this apart now. Let's dissect this Gemara. Let's start putting everything in its place. What does this rabbi say? What does that rabbi say? One second. That's in this case. What about in the other case? In the other case, they don't argue. They both agree. Now the third case, you know, and you start, you clarifying everything in this way. V'tomid onu tzrichim yegia gedoilo umerirus godoilo ze koidim shemeshabrim umetartzim umvarm halacha. And usually it requires major effort and bitterness before you succeed at taking apart, you know, taking apart a whole sugya in Torah and clarifying everything, resolving all the unclarities, all the things that you know that you don't know. And this is why the matzah, which represents halacha, final process, is called lechem oini, shemazkir es ha'oini kanal, because it reminds you that this halacha doesn't usually come so easy. You have to struggle. Oini here means struggle, tremendous toil to get to that final halacha. V'yachshav, we're spoiled today. You know, we have no idea what it is. You know, it's because starting from the 1500s, the Bet Yosef saw already how the generations had dropped so dramatically from the time of the rabbis of the Gemara, the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Geonim, Rav Hai Goin Rav Shurga. They saw that the generations had dropped so much that most people weren't on a level to do all of this sorting out themselves. And that's why the Beis, the tour, again, it started with the Rishonim even. The Rishonim started making order, in quotes. You had the Rambam, where one of the greatest accomplishments of the Rambam was, until then, everybody was working with Shas, which is not in order by topic. Let's say you want to learn about Pesach. There's a Gemara Psochim, which has, let's say, 60-70% of what you need to know about Pesach. For the rest, you got to go through the whole Shas. Bavli, Yerushalmi, it's all over the place, you know. And in Psochim, in the Gemara Psochim, you have hundreds of other things mixed into it. So in order to be able to understand the holiday of Pesach properly, a person had to have the whole Shas, all of it, you know, in his mind and on his fingertips, and have it all put in order in his mind, knowing what issues relate to Pesach, but, you know, based on all kinds of different things. When they saw the generations were getting weaker and weaker, they started making seder. The Rambam was the first one to sort the Shas by topic, and to start putting everything in order. You know, Hilchas Tfilas HaShachar, this, Kochim, putting, you know, making the 14 Yad HaChazaka, 14 set divisions of Torah. You know, we broke it out into 14 major topics, and each one trying to put it in sequence in a way that a person could learn slowly and try to absorb the whole topic. Then you had the other Rishonim, who also did some work on this, until we get to the tour, who started organizing a Shulchan Aruch and started sorting out the opinions of the rabbis in the Gemara and the Goinim and the Rishonim, and lining them up. Who says like this one says like this, these disagree, and starting to give a person a picture where he could look at a discussion on one particular item and see exactly all the pros and cons, who agrees and disagrees, and come and try to come to his own conclusion, to the right decision. Then you went later to Maran, the Bet Yosef, who was the first, who saw that still not clear enough. The generations are getting smaller and smaller. And he's the one who took the Tur Shulchan Aruch, which was still heavy, very heavy. You had to be to learn through Tur Beis Yosef, you have to have hours at a shot to be able to cover any part of a topic. Each thing in the Tur Beis Yosef is long paragraphs, where if a person's learning it for the first time, it could take them an hour or two or 10 to get through one discussion. So the Beis Yosef went ahead and decided that, again, if we leave it like this, 98% of Klal Yisrael is out of the ballpark. They have no connection to this. That was when he took it and started cutting and pasting and started coming out with halachos psukos. Just psak, just, you know, based on his analysis of all the different opinions and trying to come to a final decision that, based on all of this, what's accepted by majority of opinions today, or based on how he decided the majority between the major Rishonim, the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh, in most cases, you know, and he gave us the final halacha psuka, bing, 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 you know, which is short paragraphs, 10 lines, 3 lines, 20 line maximum, usually, you know, which every single Jew could learn. Again, it doesn't compare in any way to a person who's developing the halacha from the Gemara, going through that whole flow and working out all of those discussions and arguments. That sharpens the person's brain incredibly, and it also gives the person the clarity to know how to apply it, and when, what the logic behind, what the reasoning is behind it. Because we know in many cases, a person comes to a rabbi to ask him a shayla, thousands of cases, it don't say that question in the Shulchan Aruch. So how's he supposed to know if it's not in the book? The answer is, if a person learned the books properly from the Gemara, through the Rishonim, he got an understanding of how we came to this conclusion, what the criteria was, the whole process by which we decided these decisions. And having that knowledge, now if a new situation comes up, I know exactly what factors I have to bring into the decision-making to be able to know what would all of these rabbis have said regarding this question. When I see what they said about these 10 issues, which are related to this issue, putting all of that together, I can come to a decision of understanding what they or what most of them would have said regarding this new element, be it electricity, be it all kinds of new things, you know, that have come into play. Va'achshav onu meshabrei moisa bekal. Rav Nosson says, now, today, we break this matzah, you know, in a second. Ki achshav zeichin leshaber ulatareitz kol hakusha shebalocha b'li shum yegia, b'li shum sveikas ubilbulim. Because now, we said that on the night of Pesach, Hashem shined upon us a bright light from the future, from the halacha psuka, from the end. So once a person has that, there's no struggle, there's no nothing. He's got the final decision. You open the book, page this, this is the question, this is the answer. Boom. Ki achshav zoichem lahalocha psuka, b'chinas matzah. Because on this first night of Pesach, as we mentioned earlier, Hashem gave us on a silver platter the halocha psuka, the matzah, as we said. V'zeh shamrazal, this is why the Gemara says, lechem oini, that one of the reasons why it's called lechem oini means miloshen oni, it's poor man's bread because it's very simple. Lechem oini is also, mi oini means suffering, struggle, like we just explained. That this is something that usually comes about through major suffering and struggle that a person does to get to that halacha psuka. But now the Gemara gives another interpretation, lechem oini, she'oinem olav dvorim harbe, that this is a bread which we speak about a great deal. Because again, right before, when we have the matzahs on the table, we have that three-hour Haggadah reading, you know, that whole long discussion, the questions and everything. That's what, ki ikar yitzias Mitzrayim hi sheyotzo hadibur me'agolus kanal. Because as we mentioned earlier, when we talk about yitzias Mitzrayim, it's not just the bodies of the Jews that went out of Golus. More important than that, it's the dibur that went out of Golus. While they were in Mitzrayim, they couldn't talk. They couldn't talk to Hashem. They couldn't speak words of Torah. The dibur was crushed. When a person's imprisoned in his suffering and worries, he can't talk. When a person's flying high, when a person's free of trouble, free of problems, that person can speak. He has what to say. He can speak about anything. When a person's feeling the heaviness of problems and suffering and golos, can't talk. This is why one of the highlights of the night of Pesach is to speak, the more the merrier, about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And again, this light of Dibur that was revealed, that went out of Golos Mitzrayim, was through this light of Halacha that Hashem shone upon us that night. And this is why, one of the reasons why the term that the Gemara uses about matzah is prusa. Prusa means a piece of matzah, taking a piece of matzah. Shehi ikar hamatzah, that's the main matzah, the afikoimon, a piece. Bechinas halocha isanal, she'olov mevorchan al achilas matzah, nikreis lechem oini. Just a second, valkin mevorchan al prusa, she ikar hamatzah, bechinas halocha is, she'olov mevorchan al achilas matzah, nikreis lechem oini. Ah. So now Rav Nosson says, this is why the matzah prusa, the broken piece of matzah, that middle matzah that we break, and again, part of it we put away for afikoimon. The other part is what we use when we make the brocha al achilas matzah, you know, and hamoitzi, we make it on the two whole ones, and that little piece in the middle, that piece that was left in the middle, which is called lechem oini, she'oinin olam v'dor av harbe, which we spoke a great deal about it. We spoke a lot over it in the Haggadah. Kial yodo daiko nizgala hadibur kanal, because it's through this piece of matzah that the dibur was revealed. Ki ha'halochois hein b'chinas matzah prusa, lechem oini, chazdei dovid ki yadua. Because the halochois that we discussed earlier are known as this concept of this matzah prusa, this broken matzah, because we said again, usually to get to halacha, you have to break apart sugyas and Torah, you know, to really, really dismantle it totally, in order to understand it. And it's also this lechem oini. It's the fact that we the geula was brought about through this great light of halacha, which gave us the ability to speech. Paragraph Yud Gimel. Umatzah shlishis hu ha-Yisroel, hu b'chine Shem Havaya Baruch Hu kiyadua. The third matzah is Keneged Yisroel, which corresponds to the name of Hashem Yudke Vovke, as is known. B'chinas Shiduchim, which is associated with Shiduchim. Ki imo oisim kerech, because with that third matzah, that's the one we use to make the sandwich with, right? The Hillel sandwich, remember, with the matzah and the morah. Shekoichim matzah umorah, chasodim gvurais. We sandwich together the matzah and the morah, the chesed and gvura. Shezeh b'chinas shiduchim v'zivugim kiyadua. This is the concept of a shidduch and a zivug, which is bringing things together, chesed and gvura. V'heimeirim b'ribua hadibur b'arboa chelki hadibur shem b'chinas arba koises. And these three matzos, which represent the three kavim of emes, they shine into the four sections of dibur, which are the four cups of wine. Ki yesh dibur shel tzedakah, zeh b'chinas kois rishon, shem alav hakiddush. Rabbi Nizal explains there that the first one of the four types of dibur is the dibur of tzedakah, which corresponds to the first cup of wine, which is the kiddush. Ki tzedakah rachami, because tzedakah means kindness, b'chinas of horachamon, which is associated with the father. The pasuk says, "Over avinu, over rachamon," our father of kindness, shehu b'chinas koidesh koyedua, and we know that Abba, the father, chachma, is referred to as koidesh. So the cup of kiddush, the first one of the four cups, which is the kiddush, which is miloshen koidesh, which is associated with Abba, the father, who is Rachmonas, which is Tzedakah, which is charity. V'chein merumas b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'mokom acher, and Rabbeinu Zal also mentioned this in chapter 4, in the second half of Likutei Moran, she'tzedakah meramezes b'mokom gavoya ma'oid, b'b'china zokein d'kedusha, that tzedakah is associated with a very, very high place, the concept of a zokein of kedusha, a very old, wise person. Shezeh b'chinas ov horachamon, sovo kadisha. This is the concept of our kind father, the holy grandfather. Sheyenikosoi mebchinas zokein de kedusha kiyadua, which draws from the concept of zokein of kedusha.